It's time to have church like never before.
Never before.
All right, this is the day that the Lord's made, and we're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. It's that time again, you guys. It's time for the Donnie McClurkin Show. Yeah. Come on, I need to hear somebody make some noise. I need to hear somebody celebrate this. But listen, I've got a very special guest in the studio with me today. I've got none other than B.B. Winans. That's right, B.B. Winans. Call somebody. Let them know that the Donnie McClurkin Show is on the air. Okay, come on, let's get this music started right with New Direction and I Came to Jesus. Now my guest today really, I'm telling you, really needs no introduction. B.B. Winans is not just my friend, he's my brother. And his father was my father, his mother is my mother, his sisters and brothers are mine too. And he shared everything that he's had with me. And I'm eternally grateful, you know. Grab that mic right there, BB. Yeah, this is going to be crazy. BB Winans, thank you for being here on this wonderful top radio show. Praise God.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was so far up, but I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's hot. It's really hot. Oh, man. Okay, stop. We're not going to clown. But do you ever think that there's a chance, BB, that you gonna start preaching? Do you think that you may be called to preach? I ask you all the time in private, so I'm asking you in person now. You on the spot, Reverend. Do you think you ever gonna preach?
It's just a question that's been on your mind, huh? I don't know, Donnie. I don't know.
Is not an answer, sir.
I think sometimes there's a calling for me to go beyond what I have done.
I just wanna be close to you.
Okay, that's the latest from BB and CC Winans. Close to you. God bless you.
Now,
here comes that little stumper coming in here gleaming and glistening.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been going pretty easy on you lately, you know.
Not.
You need to say thank you.
Thank me.
Well, listen, Summer, if you're ready for your beatdown, sorry, let me get into my mode now. If you're ready for your beatdown, if you're ready to get your knobs just knocked off,
nope.
If you're ready to have your chrome crushed, if you're ready for your beatdown,
not really.
Hit that jam.
Of this show, including Whoopi Goldberg. The power is yours, Donnie.
Earth, fire,
wind, water,
hot, go planet.
By your powers combined, I am
stumped, eh?
He's our hero, gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side.
Ah, gotcha. Come on, big guy, come on.
That's Captain Planet.
That's right.
Captain Planet from Ted Turner, he made that thing up. Captain Planet. I hated that show.
Huh?
But I'm sorry, Stumper. One more time, you been stumped again by the best. You can only go so far before I knock you five more steps backwards. You can't handle this. I am the cartoon aficionado of the world, and there's nobody that can unseat me, and especially a cantankerous cacophony of bolts and baggage and chrome and steel like you. I'm telling you now, if you ever think about coming back up on me again like that, I'll
work it off, work it off.
I gotta move on to the next show, the song. I got a little carried away.
Mm-hmm.
Get on out of here before I do something crazy. Now let's get back into the music with Walter Hawkins and When the Battle is Over. That was the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir with God is in Control, It's Not Over. Now, all right, it's time for the Sing Along with Donnie feature. That's right. And this is where you, the listener, gets a chance to showcase your vocals and your talent by singing along with one of my songs, which may be one of your favorite songs, I hope. But today's Sing Along with Donnie comes from Tyrone Roll. He's better known as TJ, who graduated from the world-renowned Choir Academy of Harlem. Go ahead, boy, New York all the way. And he's appeared on numerous network showcases such as BET and MTV. Well, let's check out what TJ's got in store for us today. TJ, take it away. It's all yours.
Oh, you promise, if I keep my mind on you,
All right, listen, it's time for me to take one of your calls. Now, come on, call me.
Who's on the line on the Donnie McClurkin Show?
Go ahead, who's on the line on the Donnie McClurkin Show?
My name is Danielle Patton, and I'm calling from Panama City, Florida. And I just was wondering if I can have Yolanda Adams hold on for my husband. He's been having a trying time.
Yeah.
And we just thank God for all that he's done in our lives, and we just want him to hold on.
Right.
If he can play that song for me, I would be so greatly appreciative. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed.
Thank you, Danielle, for your request. But wait, okay, wait, hold on. Look who just came into the room. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, Donnie.
What are you doing? Okay, well, Yolanda, you just heard the request.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to have people walk past the studio.
You do.
You just heard the request, so just take a minute. Yolanda, come here. Just do your thing.
Well, Miss Danielle, this is for you and your husband. Remember, God is on the throne. Hold on.
Thanks, Yolanda.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you doing tomorrow? That was those three young men, 2103, featuring also Fred Hammond, Smokey Norville, and Jay Moss with the Grammy-nominated song, Cover Me. Now, this next segment is one of my favorite segments. It's where kids get a chance to ask me anything that they want, and it's called Kid Bits. That's what I was getting so tied up with before, Kid Bits. So I got somebody real special in the studio with me, and I want you to come on and grab that microphone. Son, tell everybody right now, what's your name?
Michael.
And Michael, tell them how old you are.
9.
You know, so what's your question, son? Tell everybody that's listening, what is your question?
Why did God put life forms on Earth and not on other planets?
Why did God put life form on Earth and not on other planets? Son, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. Maybe it's because, hey man, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. He's God, and there's some things that only he can explain. So that was a good question, man. That was a very strong, good question that I, Pastor Donnie, don't have the answer to. Okay?
I guess I'm okay with that. Daddy, he won't give me my candy bar.
Oh, no, come on. You asked a good question. That was a good question. I said, man, what you trying to do to me? Here's your candy bar. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor McClurkey.
Lord Jesus. McClurkey. It's McClurk. You're welcome, Michael. God bless you. Now let's get back into the music. Here's Reverend Clay Evans with I've Got a Testimony. Pastor McClurk. Now, my guest today is a multiple Grammy and Stellar Award winner and is currently enjoying the success of his latest CD, The Power of One. This brother is great. And I'm just glad that he found the time to stop by today. Idril Houghton joins me in the studio. Man, you are somebody special to me. And thank you for letting me text you all the time. I text you all the time and probably get on your nerves. But man, I enjoy you. You're my brother. But Idril, tell me, what is one of the most plum crazy moments that you can share with us?
Our church was very unreligious. You know, my dad led a lot of drug addicts to the Lord, and it was that kind of vibe. And so
okay.
He had this guest speaker come in, and my dad would always sit kind of on the platform while the guy spoke. This guy started getting off into some weird stuff, and my dad had told him prior to the service.
Oh, Lord. One of those.
He said, listen, man, you know, I want you to just speak gospel. Don't get off in this other thing you've been trying to do, right? So the guy's like, okay, yeah, no problem. Sure enough, man, the dude just resorts to his plum crazy message. And my dad is back there, and my dad, like, starts praying out loud. Oh, Lord, help him. Oh, God, come on, move right now, Jesus.
Lord, help him.
Right? So the guy finally says something that was just whack.
What?
And my dad goes, I don't think so. I mean, loud. From where he's sitting, I don't think so.
What?
So the guy gets upset, and he's like, do you have a problem with what I'm preaching? My dad said, absolutely I do, and I told you before you got up here not to do that mess.
Oh, man.
Dude, so these guys are having an argument on the stage, the pastor and the guest speaker, during the message.
You should have listened.
And so, dude, halfway through the message, the guy pulled his mic off and walked out the side door, and that was it. It was the last we ever saw him.
That's Sister Kathy Taylor in Favor with Oh How Precious. Now, my guest today, Wayne Brady, is not only a new solo artist, but he also is the host of Don't Forget the Lyrics. You can see it every week on Fox. Don't Forget the Lyrics. Wayne, man, it's wonderful having you. I'm honored. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Brady.
Thank you so much, Donnie. Now, Donnie, I'm a fan, and I'm so happy to talk to you because I wanted to bring up something to you. Not all of the incredible music that you've made and the messages that you speak, but I hear that besides a gift for oration, you also have a gift for lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
You say that you know pretty much every lyric from every cartoon jingle and every sitcom and every theme song from the 60s to the present.
You must know. Yes, I am quite proficient.
And you know that I've got my show Don't Forget the Lyrics on Fox.
Yeah, you're going to try to embarrass me.
So I wanted to try to put you on the spot, if I may.
Okay, I see that they put you up to this. So, okay, let's see what you got. Oh my God, I think I'm going to be embarrassed.
Okay, so this will be from a 70s sitcom.
Okay.
70s sitcom. That's the category, Donnie.
Okay.
Okay, ready? See if you can complete this.
We're moving on now.
And now that's where I'm going to stop. You complete the next lyric. What is it?
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. That's so easy, Wade.
Okay, well, let's roll the song and see if you're correct.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
That's right.
You are correct, Donnie.
Okay, you got to do better than that next time. That's Nothing But the Jeffersons, and the lead vocal is none other than Jeanette Dubois.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Jeanette Dubois from Good Times. And my mother used to sing with her, and we know all of her kids, Provot and all those.
Oh, wow.
So that was easy for me. That was so easy for me, it's not funny. I guess I could have won $1 million on your show.
And for your prize, you win an all-expense-paid trip to your own house in your own car with your own money.
What?
Look what you did. I call it this economy special for absolutely nothing. Good job, Mr. Donnie.
Are you the big spender?
Yeah.
Could have won $1 million. Well, I'll talk to you later, Wayne. Don't go far. Let's get back into the music with Jonathan Butler and Don't You Worry.